Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. I'm with the Global Insurance Forum in Miami. And joining us now is Crum & Forster CEO, Mark Ady. Mark, so great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you're about to publish a book on the history of Crum & Forster. It's so exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
In your research, what aspects of the company's history stood out to you the most, and how did these elements reflect broader trends in the evolution of the insurance industry?
Yeah, what was fascinating is like Crum was very representative of companies throughout the two centuries of our history, right? And so using Crum as a representative example, I kind of take it through all these phases. And actually, the most fascinating one is for the commercial lines industry, the 60s and 70s and into the 80s were really not a good time from an underwriting standpoint. But a lot of people will be surprised at how bad they actually were. And then it took another 20 years to figure that out, and then 20 years to forget. And so I really have written this book for the next generation so they don't have to kind of live through all of that, right? And so.
Very exciting. Wonderful. In your view, what makes the insurance industry so interesting and relevant in today's world, especially considering its historical development and key inflection points?
Yeah, it really is fascinating. And that's another thing I think comes through in the book, right? As I try to emphasize, you know, there is a lot that goes on in this business. It's a very tough business. It's a very complicated business. And so for kind of young people thinking about careers, that's kind of an endlessly fascinating business. And I think a lot of times we kind of apologize for it. Oh, it's insurance. It might be boring. It really is not. And we do almost everything at insurance companies that all other companies do everywhere. And frankly, you know, on the data and data science forefront, we have a lot of room to go, but I think we are very innovative and have a lot of a rich history in thinking about things in the data realm.
Absolutely. As you studied the industry's history, what were some of the most notable inflection points that have shaped its current structure and operations? And do any of these points offer valuable lessons for today's market?
There are a ton of valuable inflection points. And so probably the big one was, you know, in the mid-80s, right? The business went through like a huge just crisis that a lot of companies were bankrupt. A lot of companies actually went bankrupt, a lot recapitalized. But, why did they go bankrupt? And I think it was this kind of, the people didn't really appreciate the business or the risks. And so there's been a lot of advancement on that front since then. But again, it isn't to say it couldn't happen again. And so I think, you know, understanding the past, I think, is a good way to make sure you're prepared for the future, if you will.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
How does corporate culture influence the success of an insurance company, particularly in areas such as employee engagement, customer service, and adaptability to industry changes? So, and how would you describe Crum & Forster's corporate culture, and how has it evolved over the years?
Well, in the last 10 years, we've done a lot of work, and it was one of the things that I hit the first thing when I got to Crum was really to think about, okay, how do we make Crum the kind of place people want to come and work? And probably the biggest piece of that is, do you know what your career path is? Or can you see yourself at the company for a long time? Are you gonna, is the company gonna put the effort and investment into you that makes you excited about being at the company, right? And so we did a lot of things to engineer that or reverse engineer that. But a lot of them are really like, how do you get people to really own their career path? And so one of the big things about the structure, Crum is a very decentralized structure, as is Fairfax, you know, our owner. And so that gives people a lot of different pathways to have a lot of responsibility to really make things happen at Crum & Forster. And I think people see that and they're like, oh, I want to be part of that. Similarly, when hybrid came through, we embraced that, like it really worked in our structure. People love getting together for events. It's very event-driven at Crum these days. But a lot of people still don't want to come into the offices. And so that works great for us. And so we're really optimized for that and just said, look, this is the way the world is. How do we make that happen? And I think people appreciate that, right? It's not something, oh, this is a temporary thing. It's real and we like it and we want to optimize for that. But again, it all goes back to, can you see yourself doing the kind of things that the person one level or two level above you in a few years? And if you can, you're probably going to stay and kind of go for it. And so I think the structure is important. I think the culture is important. And I think we've come a long way. And so 95% we do our employee survey, 95% of the people say that Crum is a great place to work or that they would recommend Crum as a great place to work, which is a long way from where we were 10 years ago.
It's wonderful. And what's next for Crum? Anything new or exciting coming up that you're able to share?
Everything is new and exciting, but specifically, the nice thing about decentralization is I have all my people to think about what the next exciting thing is, and they can tell me. And so, but no, we have a lot going on. And so kind of in the spirit of this event, like innovation in insurance companies may sound like an oxymoron, but I really do think there are a lot of things we're doing. We may not, it may not be our main business, but there are a lot of innovative things going on all the time. And at Crum, they tend to bubble up from the people who have specific problems to solve. And they know the technology or bring it to bear and make interesting things happen.
Wonderful. Well, Mark, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time. All the best in the book. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
All right. Bye.
For AmBest TV in Miami, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.